Bach's Brandenburg Concerto No. 5 with members of the Orchestra of the Age of Enlightenment playing live for us and the audience there whooping it up in the Queen Elizabeth Hall, and a performance directed from the harpsichord by Lawrence Cummings. Thanks to them all for, well, not just playing, but for introducing us to the music, and to Alistair Appleton in charge of the night shift at the South Bank. Thanks to everyone there for the Bach, and I believe they now have a DJ in the house to take them to midnight. Well, here on BBC Radio 3, we're getting to the witching hour by a rather different route. If you've been following our Music Nation programmes over the weekend, you'll have picked up the fact that the city of Southampton has been turning itself into a musical alphabet, staging events for each letter from A to Z in venues around the city. Well, they started yesterday at 10 a.m. with a world premiere. A was for Alphabet Fanfare. We heard it right here on Radio 3. We're going to hear J for Jazz and Julian Joseph in concert as part of Jazz Lineup in a few minutes. But working his way across the Southampton alphabet has been the manager and artistic director of Turner Sims Hall, Kevin Appleby. He's in the BBC Radio Solent studios somewhere right now. Kevin, thanks for staying up late. How complete has your alphabet been?
I think it's been absolutely complete, which is a great relief when you get to the 26th hour and you hope that the Z still delivers for you.
Have you seen and heard every single one of them?
Not quite, because a number of the letters have actually had a number of events going on at the same time. But I've tried to whiz my way across the city as much as possible, and it's certainly been a huge melting pot of music to encounter in 2 days.
Well, where you are right now, Radio Solent, they've taken charge of the last two letters. They've had Y for Your Choice, and they're doing music with Z in it at the moment, I think, to finish things off. But what sort of public reaction has there been to your alphabet soup?
I mean, I think there's been a great reaction from people who just sort of have discovered things sometimes by chance, by turning up at West Key Shopping Centre, for instance, and finding a hip-hop orchestra practising in front of them. But other people thinking, what a great way to actually bring the whole city together to reflect, you know, the amount of music that goes on here all the year round, but doing it in one weekend for a big celebration nationally as well. So there's been a lot of enthusiasm to take part and a lot of excitement about what we're going to do next, which is the next challenge, of course.
Yeah, you've set the bar quite high with this, I think. It's attracted a lot of interest. And I think the multicultural elements of it have been fascinating as well, because A included African music, there was Brazilian drumming, a Kaylee band, Chinese music, Dole drumming. It's been a real showcase for other aspects of the city's cultural life, hasn't it?
Well, it is. I mean, Southampton's a phenomenally diverse city. I mean, there are about, I think, 70 languages spoken in schools in Southampton. And so I wanted to reflect that in the programme that we presented. And, yes, I mean, a lot of people have come together and tried out different things that they would never have seen before. So the tabla workshop this afternoon or the African drumming yesterday is a great way of actually trying something out for the first time.
And we've managed to get hold of you, which was for ukulele. Did you see this one?
Do you know, I didn't actually, no. Would you believe I was talking to Radio Solent at the time, but I know it was a fantastically energising event at the Bent Brief pub, so...
Well, we can fill the gap in your alphabet then, because we've got some of it right now. This was the Southampton Ukulele Jam with a tribute to Lady Gaga. Fantastic. Poker face. I bet Lady Gaga's never heard it like that herself. The Southampton Ukulele Jam giving us U for ukulele. Kevin Appleby, what sort of resonance do you think Music Nation's going to leave in Southampton?
Well, I mean, the thing that I've been hearing from audiences and participants has been that they want to do more of it. They want to actually just use this as a springboard for actually developing a festival is the standard word that everybody's using, saying Edinburgh had to start somewhere, let's look at this as something to go forward on. And I think it's excited people by bringing different groups together to to learn new music, to try different experiences as well. And so we'll have to see where we can go to from here. But it's been very, very exciting for everybody taking part, and a great undertaking. So thank you, BBC, I suppose.
Well, and a whole load of new contacts and phone numbers you can use for setting things up in the future, I'm sure. And also uncovering some unusual venues as well. You had almost 26 venues, didn't you, for the Alphabet over the weekend?
We did, and we used Tudor House Museum opened earlier on this year, and we used that for a quartet at lunchtime, and various of the pubs and the churches around the city. I mean, we did some bell ringing in one of the churches yesterday, and I actually played a bell that was cast in 1380, which is a whole new discovery for these places, for the audience who turned up to there to try bell ringing. So, yes, I mean, some unusual locations to perform in, I think it's been good.
And what have been your absolute highlights? We've heard about quite a few of these letters of the alphabet over the weekend, but you must have some favourites.
Well, I mean, Chloe Hanslip came into play with the Southampton Youth Orchestra yesterday, and you know, Chloe is a regular visitor to Turner Sims anyway, but to see her performing and inspiring the 100 young performers on that stage was a wonder for me to see, but also just for the players themselves to actually sit and watch a stunning artist playing in their midst was a real treat. So that's a real highlight for us.
It sounds like it's been a wonderful weekend for you in Southampton. Well, we'll let BBC Radio Solent take your alphabet to its conclusion with Zed. Thanks ever so much, Kevin, for talking to us. Kevin Appleby from Turner Sims Hall, reminiscing about his weekend for us. And I'm told that there's time for just a little more You for Ukulele before Jazz Lineup brings Music Nation to a triumphant conclusion. Here's Southampton's Ukulele Jam with the very best of the Bonzo Dog Doodah Band. Neil Innes' Urban Spaceman, Southampton's Ukulele Jam there, recorded earlier this evening. We're staying in Southampton for the last part of this weekend's extraordinary countdown to the London 2012 Festival. What a wonderful weekend it's been. I hope you've enjoyed it. This is BBC Radio 3, 90 to 93 FM on digital radio and online. It's 12 minutes past 11, time for our Music Nation finale, recorded yesterday in Southampton. It's Jazz Lineup with Kevin Legendre.
Good evening from Southampton, where Music Nation concludes on Radio 3 with Jazz Lineup in concert at the Turner Sims Hall. This magnificent venue, which was built in 1974 and stands right in the middle of the Southampton University campus, plays host to some of the leading exponents of classical music and jazz. And tonight, in Julian Joseph, we have somebody who bridges those two worlds to a large extent. He made his debut as a jazz pianist back in the 80s. He's played with some of the great figures in the genre, but he's also proved himself to be a very, very accomplished symphonic and operatic composer. He's written some brilliant large-scale works, but his heart is really in improvisation as much as it is in composition. And tonight we're very, very excited to present him in what is one of his strongest contexts, which is the trio, where you'll really hear his strengths as an improviser, along with these two great musicians, Mark Mondesir on drums and Adam King on double bass. So ladies and gentlemen, please put your hands together for the Julian Joseph Trio.
Thank you very much for Candlelight Supper, Moonlight Affair. And we're going to continue now with a piece of music that I wrote for a very dear cousin of mine called Jacqueline. And we hope you enjoy this. Thank you. We're going to finish this first portion with a composition called In the Land of Dreams that takes us into the realms of 5/4. Seems to be quite a popular time signature for quite a few pianists. in the world today. So we thought we'd do it too. We have been playing this tune for a little bit, but we hope you enjoy it, and hope you've enjoyed listening to Adam King on bass and the great Mr. Mark Mondesi on the drums. Thank you.
That was In the Land of Dreams by the Julian Joseph Trio, with Mark Mondesir on drums, Adam King on double bass, and of course Julian Joseph on piano. And we're just going to leave the concert hall for a moment now and walk up to the Cellar, which is this fantastic jazz venue in Southampton where they put gigs on regularly. I'm joined by Phil Aldridge, who runs the venue, and we're walking in now. It's a long, dark room. Typical jazz club, I suppose you could say. Lots of atmosphere. On the left-hand side, there is a series of murals which seem to be connected by a musical theme. Phil, tell me about these murals on the wall.
Well, yes, they were done by students from Southampton Solent University. As a jazz club, we've actually got links with their music department in a hope that we can foster a future jazz audience, obviously. But the venue itself, the Cellar, is a multi-purpose venue, all sorts of music. We moved there just over a year ago, and it's right in the centre of the cultural quarter of Southampton, so it's a great move as far as we're concerned.
I know a lot of musicians like coming to this part of the world. The Southampton Youth Jazz Orchestra is pretty renowned. You've had a lot of good musicians, to say, in this area for a while. Tell me more about jazz here in Southampton.
Well, in terms of that, there are a lot of good local jazz musicians. I mean, one that perhaps should be mentioned here is Raiden Verno, who was chairman of the club in its present form. The club's been going for very nearly 40 years, so he was a real driving force. In fact, he was a professor in the mathematics department here.
Jazz and maths.
Now, jazz and maths.
A classic combination. The numbers game. It works for Braxton, so it can work for everybody.
Yes, I mean, he's a great Keith Jarrett fan himself, but no, he deserves mention for that, and his energy to take it forward. And I just see my role as just carrying the torch forward a little further.
I understand that Eastleigh is just up the road as
yes.
well. Do you work with Eastleigh at all?
We do. It's the Cole Matheson at the Concord Club, which was based in Southampton, but it's moved there and now it's in very plush surroundings there. We work with them, and we also work with Kevin Appleby at the Turner Sims, because we all put on jazz, but it's different aspects of jazz.
So between you, you're covering the spectrum.
We cover the spectrum. We also communicate with each other so that we don't put things on at the same time or that things are going to clash, which is, there's only a limited amount of people that can represent a jazz audience.
What's your next gig going to be?
That's Yuri Galkin, Nomet, later this month. Really looking forward to that. To see 9 people get on the stage to start with.
It's always a good thing.
Yes. But they've got some fantastic players there. We were talking about John Turville before on the piano. Steve Waterman is due to play with them as well. Steve Waterman played at the club a little while back. Fantastic trumpeter. That was on the back of his Buddy Bolden Blewett CD. But fantastic. I mean, I love the idea of being able to put on that and then contrast that with a couple of months later with Dorian Ford Trio, who are doing the music of Bill Evans.
Well, that's the beauty of the music, isn't it? That's the magic of jazz.
Well, hopefully, and that's what people will continue to come out and see.
Great. Well, we certainly hope so as well. Phil, it's been a pleasure. We'll leave you here at the Cellar, and we're going to go back to the Turner Sims Hall. So I've now made the journey from the Cellar Club in Southampton. I'm back at the Turner Sims Concert Hall, and hopefully I'll be able to catch up with Mr. Julian Joseph. Here he is, he awaits
there
me
you are.
After that smoking first set.
Thank you.
You've just released a solo piano album.
Yeah.
And here you are with the trio. Mm. How does it feel? Because it's quite a different context, isn't it?
Yeah, the context of solo piano as opposed to playing in the context of Mark Mondesir on the drums, yeah. And we've very fortunately got a great young player called Adam King, who we're just breaking into our little area, our universe, so to speak. You have to play in complement with such great musicians, and it forces a different sensibility, as opposed to when you play solo, and your sensibility and your reactions and your decisions don't affect anybody else but yourself. So yeah, it's a very different dynamic.
But here you're really listening to Mark and Adam, especially, both of them are giving you a lot of information. There's a lot of drive and a lot of energy in the music, and a lot of interesting note choices and rhythms as well. And you have to be aware of that all the time.
Yeah, I think no matter what, at what intensity you're playing, whether you're playing a ballad, a medium tempo, a groove, or a real sort of explosive piece, what you're striving for is intimacy, so that the communication is immediate, it's empathetic, and you have a chance to respond with some taste and with some elegance.
So basically, three voices is one, one voice is three. You've had a long association with Marc Mondesir. You played together in the 80s. You played many times over the years. Yeah. That chemistry and that understanding that you build up with a musician, presumably, especially in this stripped-down context, is a very precious thing.
Yeah, it's very precious. I think it's like any relationship. I think when you find people who are great, whether you're working with them, whether you're studying, whether you're whatever it is that you're striving for, when you find great people, and Marc Mondesi in particular is somebody who is always inspirational. No matter what he plays, he always brings something interesting to the table. He changes the landscape of the music underneath it. He manages to mess with the DNA. He manages to you know, infiltrate the structure right there down to its bare atoms.
So you ended the set with In the Land of Dreams. Mm-hmm. Tell me about the inspiration behind that piece.
Well, it's actually quite a simple inspiration, because I was actually fooling around with You Stepped Out of a Dream, the standard. And I thought, oh, it'd be interesting if I played this in five. And then I thought I'd subvert some of the chords. And then I decided to subvert the melody. And then it just gave birth to In the Land of Dreams. And at that time...
So subversion all round.
Subversion all round. And at that time, Orlando Le Fleming was playing in the band. He was getting very deeply into Mahavishnu, because he was very influenced by Marc Mondesi, as we all are. And so I was experimenting with some of the riffs, you know, where the band stops and the piano plays that riff in the left hand. Ding-a-ding, ding-a-ding. So I started to incorporate the idea of utilizing that and juxtaposing different kinds of rhythms existing in the same rhythmic space.
We're going to be sending that track, Julian, to Trudy Kerr for BBC Local Radio in the South.
Oh, it's absolutely fantastic. I think the idea of sharing music and sharing ideas and ideologies and art and good music all around the country, so that access is equal, is one of the most important aspects, you know, that radio can provide, that a public service broadcasting can provide, and that I think we as artists and educationalists can do also.
So as Julian goes side stage, we start with the second part of the concert, featuring Marc Mondesi on drums, Adam King on double bass, and of course Julian Joseph on piano. They're going to start their set with a composition called My Lovely. Thank you.
We're going to finish out our set with a piece called Nice Work If You Can Get It. And of course, if you want any more, your enthusiasm will be most welcome. Anyway, on the bass, Mr. Adam King. On drums, Mark Mondesi. Well, this is our take on the Gershwin composition, Nice Work, If You Can Get It. And thank you so much for listening. I'm Julian Joseph, and thank you for coming.
Ladies and gentlemen, that was Nice Work If You Can Get It by the Julian Joseph Trio here at the Turner Sims Hall, Southampton, concluding Radio 3's Music Nation with Mark Mondesia on drums, Adam King bass, and Julian Joseph on piano. Jazz on 3 on Monday night on Radio 3 with Jez Nelson features Martin France's Spin Marvel in an exclusive session. Next week's jazz lineup brings us pianist Kit Downs in concert at King's Place London, and there are two major concerts by jazz lineup coming up in Perth at the Concert Hall and also King's Place London. So please check out the webpage on BBC Radio 3 for more information. Good night from me, Kevin Legendre, at the Turner Sims Hall in Southampton. Thank you. Good night.
I'm John Shea, and this is Music Through the Night on BBC Radio 3. Haydn on the Eve of the Revolution. That's the title of the Freiburg Baroque Orchestra concert that we're going to hear now. And it's exactly when Haydn composed the two symphonies we'll hear for an Esterházy colleague, the violinist Johann Tost, to take to Paris in 1788. Alongside them are some of the composers Tost heard when he arrived, starting with Franz Ignaz Beck, a contemporary of Haydn's from Mannheim, who'd settled in France in the 1750s. Beck made good use of the Mannheim School's famous dynamic contrasts in his theatrical scores, not least in this overture from 1786. Given what was about to erupt, the melodrama's title was prescient, Pandora.